Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Okay, Lee, it all makes sense now. Did you see this?
What is that?
Remember the South Carolina, well, Greenville megachurch pastor?
Yeah.
John Gray?
Right.
Who caused something of a stir by very publicly giving his wife a brand new $200,000 Lamborghini as an anniversary present?
Yes.
Yes. All right. Well, we now know what may have motivated that. He was a very bad boy.
Yeah, well, that came out a while back, yeah.
All right. Well, this has just come out in the state newspaper.
Oh, they just figured it out.
Yeah. No, as of yesterday. Well, he went on the news. He went on a talk show and admitted that he had an emotional affair.
Right.
But not a physical one, he claims. Cheated on his wife emotionally, he says. And he denied fathering a child as a result of the affair.
Yeah, that could be very emotional.
Yes. Saying there's no baby. None of that. He says he failed his wife before giving her the expensive car and that they were at a very difficult place in their marriage, but that he didn't actually sleep with anyone who was not his wife.
Okay.
So there you go. He still insists, of course, that the money that paid for the car didn't come from the church, that it was his own personal private savings.
He's claiming that through speaking engagements and I think some book sales or something or other, and if that's the case and that's verifiable, that's an explanation. I mean, a lot of the concern some were having was, is this a church that is paying somebody so much that they can afford,
right,
a $250,000 Lamborghini Urus?
Yeah, and in his defense, he has, like you said, book deals and a lot of, appearance stuff that he's been paid for that is outside the church.
Right.
He says this is a husband blessing his wife because that is what a man should do within his means.
Absolutely.
Yes, all the ladies are like, dude, where's my Lamborghini?
Exactly. my wife's having to settle for a used domestic model.
Poor thing.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know how she gets by. All right. The ongoing local tragedy, and I don't mean, again, to stress anybody else, anybody out this morning about this, but it's happened again. This time it's Outside Magazine ranking Greenville among elite places to visit worldwide.
All right.
Internationally, like as a vacation destination.
Yeah.
Along with Morocco, New Zealand, Nepal, and Italy.
Okay.
All right. Now, I said this earlier. I love Greenville. I want to die here. This is a great place. Not in an auto accident
soon,
this afternoon.
Like some of your internet trolls want you to do.
Right, yes, no. They would be thrilled. But yes. Like of old age. Because this is a wonderful place. It's a great place to raise a family. I get why people are flocking here, okay? But international travel destination?
Well,
I can't see it.
Well, where? I mean, that sounds like that there is some type of, since it's Outside Magazine, I would assume those are places that are like outdoors. Maybe some of the geographical nice looking places that we have around here.
Well, we won 21. We're ranked 21 best 33 trips of 2019. And here's what they said. Greenville and the surrounding mountains.
The mountains.
Yeah. Well, what their point is, you could go to Greenville. There's there's many breweries, great restaurants, and then you could go to the mountains too.
Right.
They list the Swamp Rabbit Trail.
Yeah.
The Rapids of the Chattooga River.
Which is not in Greenville.
I know. And it's actually a ways.
Yes.
And our 3,500 square foot dog park and bar that opened in July, the Unleashed Dog Bar. Never heard of it.
Okay. Well.
But anyway, you should come here to see it, apparently.
Yeah.
All right. So this is alarming. I mean, this is not good. Because, when, like I said, Charlotte did this, and I saw this in Charleston again, too. They started winning a lot of these rankings, and then it got flooded by, one, a ton of traffic and people, but two,
afternoon thunderstorm, huh?
Yeah, and they had thunderstorms, too, but those were unrelated.
Exactly.
They list the 22-mile Swamp Rabbit Trail. Listen, okay. The Swan Private Trail is awesome, okay? And these lists are listing the trail, okay? But many cities have this. Charlotte has an equivalent of it. It's the hot, hip thing. It's going on all over the country. So, I mean, it's not like the Swan Rabbit Trail is really cool. I've taken my kids on it. It's beautiful. It's awesome. But it's not unique. It's not something that really sets us apart from other areas that are doing this. My theory is somebody is paying for Greenville to end up on these lists.
You think?
I think I have thought, because I remember I busted Charlotte at doing it. The city council was funneling money to the chamber, and the chamber was paying to be on these lists. You can go through an advertising agency and get yourself put on these lists.
So are you putting
on
a tourism tinfoil hat here?
I am. It's my tourism tinfoil hat. See how it glows.
Yes, exactly.
No, because, well, I mean, this has happened. When it happened all of a sudden in Charlotte, I mean, we went for like years without winning these. Then all of a sudden we were on all of them. I was like, what? And then somebody told me, hey, you know, you have to pay to be on a lot of these.
Yeah.
It just looks really weird to me. You know, one of the greatest trips ever. Go to New Zealand. No Italy. No Chile. No Greenville. Wait, what? No, like I said, I agree Greenville is an amazing place, but I don't know that I put it up there as an international travel destination.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, our foodie culture is really cool and all, but it ain't that cool. You know what I mean? You're going to fly here from London or New Zealand. Just stay there. You know what I mean? That special.
We'll ship you some barbecue.
Now, listen, if you want to come and taste barbecue, if that's your goal, yes, by all means, please do come here. This is a great international travel destination for that. But for the rest of it, I mean, you can almost tell they're stretching to come up with reasons you should do this. And you can tell they don't really know the area either. When they read it, they're like, yeah, you can go ahead, you know, visit the Blue Ridge Mountains or the rapids of the Chattooga River and then end your day in Verde at the dog park or one of the downtown restaurants. There's not enough time in a day to drive far enough to go do that and then come back here.
You're going to be hustling if you are going to be hitting the mountains and hitting the rapids down the Chattooga and make it back in time to hit the dog park and bar in downtown Greenville.
Which suggests to me, Lee, they haven't really been here. You know what I mean?
And they haven't been on Woodruff Road.
No, they have not been on Woodruff Road. But they said you could have high adventure here. You get caught in traffic on Woodruff Road. You got to go to the bathroom. That's high adventure right there.
Exactly.
But no, I mean, when I read that, I went, yeah, you know, me and the kids, we go to the Blue Ridge Parkway all the time for hiking. And that's all we go to because that's all you could do in a day by the time you got there and got back.
Yeah.
You know, same with the river. So I am not following this. But it doesn't sound like those who wrote this actually visited makes me very suspicious.
I will expand on that conspiracy theory and wonder how many of these other places are also doing the same thing.
Oh, they all are. I'm sure they are.
Of course.
They're paying to be on these lists.
Yeah.
I just don't know who's doing it. Yeah. But by the way, I bet you a listener out there does. I bet you work somewhere, maybe a little mole if you want to. I always protect my sources.
Yes.
I always do. Always have. Never lost a source since I've been a reporter. So email me and tell me. Yeah. Tell me who's paying. But somebody knows. Somebody's doing this. I don't have time to track it down. I have too much else to do.
Exactly.
In the old days, I would have when it was my job.
We got a big enough mess going on around
here. Yeah, it's too much mess. But if you know where the money's going, and I know where to FOIA, I will follow it. But I don't have time to dig through the mound of paper I did when I busted them in Charlotte on this.
Yeah.
Paying. Oh, by the way, you pay for your ranking, too. You should pay more if you want to go higher up in the rankings.
Oh, okay, wonderful.
Yeah. The problem about this, Lee, though, is once you get on these lists, people come and they don't stop. And it never ends. And then you pray that would stop, but it's too late. It's a vicious cycle. Texter writes, so what you're saying, Tara, is the preacher man did not get any mad lovin'. What a waste of a Lambo. I think they mean Lamborghini. You know what? To each his own. Now, the texter writes about the John Gray, the preacher who gave his wife a Lamborghini, now admitting he had an affair, an emotional affair, not a physical one. But there is no baby. Texter writes, there's no baby. We just practiced how you make one. All is okay. Here's your Lambo, honey. Texter writes, hey, Tara, we are an international destination for our potholes. Yeah, that's true. Texter writes, I used to go to Redemption years ago, served in leadership for 2 years. The problem is the church is run like a business and people are getting... are getting church hurt. We stopped going, and when the church went from Redemption to Relentless with John Gray, all I saw was a business transaction and not a church transaction at all. Very sad. Now, the texter writes, Tara, our potholes are unique and to die for. Texter writes, "Hey, Tara, would you possibly consider moving, please? It seems everywhere you go, urban sprawl and overpopulation follows." Yeah, my apologies for that. I can't seem to stop it. Texter writes, "Hey, Tara, did they list the Gateway Project as a draw for Greenville? LOL. No, but everything but that." Now, the texter, Alan from Greer, writes, "Tara, you're right. They do pay to get on the list. For 15 years, I was on the Who's Who's list. Of course I paid to be there." Texter writes, "Hey, honey, I found a new vacation spot. Forget Hawaii. They've got a dog park in Greenville that we can take the dog to and a hiking trail. Book our international flight immediately." Immediately. That's kind of why I'm laughing. International travel destination? Really? Texter writes, "Makes perfect sense, Tara. Just like businesses pay thousands to get in the Business Journal or that sham that is the best and brightest 30 to 40 year olds." Now, the texter writes, "The best in the upstate works the same way." Texter writes, "This just in, Hugh Leatherman has made a huge investment in a dog park." Texter writes, "The Democrats only need 12 Republican votes to impeach Trump. Scary thought with our Republicans." Yeah, who are practically Democrats and share the same donors. Texter writes, "The money spent to get on the good list would be better used to buy or find things to get us off the bad list. You know, the most dangerous place to walk, the most dangerous place to drive. Probably top 10 for hit and runs." Yeah. Just if you're going to visit here, you know, internationally, if you're one of my many listeners who listen from other places, I would recommend doing it in Hummer. That's just me. I mean, if you want to live. Texter writes, "Greenville makes these travel lists thanks to the Democrat Party. It is an effort to convert South Carolina to a blue state, and they know that the upstate is a red stronghold. Liberals follow these travel guides way more than conservatives. We are way too busy working and paying taxes to travel." And finally, "For somebody, for someone who has lived here all my life," this texter writes, "and worked downtown Greenville, the mayor is allowing too much to be built. It is a mess." And finally, "An international draw, pothole spelunking." Oh, I see. You dig down deep enough. You dig down deep enough, you're bound to find something interesting down there in the pothole. All right. Well, this is the I Can Dream segment of the show. Have you seen the polls that are coming back now about the Democrat primary? Have you seen who's leading the polls right now? And this will change, but right now, this has got to be giving the Democrats heart attacks. A photo finish between Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders. The Monmouth poll, that's the most recent one. Biden weighs in at 28%. Sanders gets 25%. Everybody else is, well, I mean, only horizontal Harris is in double digits with them, and everybody else is under 10%. Morning Consult poll, Biden's at 31%. Sanders there in the margin of error, too, at 27%. Horizontal Harris is at 11%, but she's the only other one in double digits. Everybody else is below 10. See the pattern here? Article today in The Hill, Democrats freaking out about the idea of Bernie Sanders gaining momentum again. Yeah, they should be. That's just going to make it really clear where the Democrat Party is and who they are. Email from Richard to me at Tara at 1063WORD.com. "Hey, Tara, your text line must be messing up. I sent, we are already in a civil war. It is conservatives and sanity on one side and regressive progressive devils and insanity on the other side." Yeah, I can't disagree with that much. I would say a cultural civil war, not a shooting civil war, if you will. 800-347-1063, text line 71307. Oh, by the way, Matt, throw the volume back up. So I got to jump into this real quick. Let's take a quick survey of the people. And I don't know why this interests me so much, but it does. This is the crystal clear example. In our society right now, right, nobody is ever held responsible for what they do if they're the right people. They never are. It's all, listen, if something bad happens, what's the first thing they do? Doesn't matter if it's a lone, isolated maniac with a long history of being a maniac who does something to hurt somebody or several people. We say, why is this? What caused this in our society? I don't know. He's nuts. He did it. It's always somebody else's fault, is it not? And the government always has to help make it right. some authority has to come in and help make it right. There is no personal responsibility left. And the problem is that this way of thinking is kind of a cancer. Because we're now seeing it, you know, before it was somebody else is always responsible for whatever I did in my life that messed my life up. And so you should have to pay me welfare payments from the government. Well, now we've moved on to, oh, by the way, we're just not going to apply laws to some people. We call it the dual justice system here. It's, well, we can't arrest the homeless in California because they're a protected political class. Yeah, they're breaking the law by pooping in the street, but we can't arrest them. Can't arrest Hillary, protected political class. Can't go after Ilhan Omar for the very clear marriage fraud, immigration marriage fraud she committed by marrying her brother. She's protected class. We will go after Trump on nothing. See how this works? It's metastasizing, and we're actually beginning to excuse people from complying with laws. Where does this mindset start? Well, I'm going to play this audio for you when you come back, and you'll see. Coming up next. Okay. So you see the big cat right there. It's got really big claws. You've probably seen this story out of Arkansas. Woman decides, what a pretty kitty. I think I'll have my face put my face next to the animal and take a selfie. So she goes right over the barrier at the zoo in Arizona, even though there are clearly posted signs that you're not allowed on the other side of the barrier. And very predictably, she gets mauled. Now, she did have a bit more class than this kind of person normally does. Normally, they just flat out blame the zoo for their own moronic actions. She actually did apologize for the embarrassment that she had caused the zoo, which was good. But then she said this.
I was in the wrong for leaning over the barrier, but I do think that maybe the zoo should look into moving their fence back.
Okay, the barrier is concrete. It's waist high. And it's, I mean, I'm just looking at it. It's about, I don't know, maybe 3 feet from the cage. So she says they should move the barrier back. The reporter doesn't ask her, so if they move the barrier back, you wouldn't have gone over it in violation of the rules? And how far back do you have to move it? I don't know. But she wants the zoo to move the barrier back to protect morons like her from another encounter with the jaguar. See how this works? It's always somebody else's fault. Now, apparently, this same jaguar has injured another moron in the past.
Now, this is where the incident took place. As you can see, there's only a few feet between the jaguar's enclosure and this waist-high barrier.
Anybody can reach out. You know, I'm not the first, and if they don't move the fence, I'm probably not going to be the last.
In fact, the exact same thing happened at this same enclosure with the same animal last summer. Jeff Allen received several stitches and says the zoo put its barrier too close. Zoo officials maintain the rules weren't followed.
When people do not respect the barriers, there's always a chance that there might be a problem.
Leanne is hoping to turn her too close encounter into an example.
I never expected, and I feel like we're all human, we make mistakes, and I learned my lesson.
So another moron was mauled doing the same thing, and what? It's the fault of the zoo. Now, thank God they didn't listen to calls to euthanize the animal. For what? Being a jaguar? Texter writes, natural selection! Exclamation point. Now, this is that whole dual justice system mindset, just on a much lower, much dumber level. It's always somebody else's fault. It's never your fault. Rules don't apply to me. And if I break the rules, well, they shouldn't apply to me because. Fill in the blanks here. 800-347-1063, text line 71307. All right. Meanwhile, this is the same mentality. It says, well, you know what? Illegal immigrants are better than other people. They're a democratic, grievance group. And so, yeah, it's illegal for them to vote, but they should get to. Yeah, the sign says don't go over the barrier and jump in there with the jaguar, but I just felt like it. And I can't be blamed for that. I can't. You know, you got to wonder, how many feet would they have had to move the wall back where she just, you know, wouldn't have gone over it? I'd love to know the answer to that question. I would. Meanwhile, Tucker Carlson last night, he's under attack now for some stuff he said a while back, which, by the way, is nothing compared, nothing at all compared to what Ilhan Omar has said recently or to what Farrakhan has said. By the way, have you seen what's going on Twitter? The new standard on Twitter, you ought to know this if you have a Twitter account. Do not criticize the media. That is obscene. That is obscene. You can use all the racial epithets that you want from Nazi, straight out of Nazi Germany. You can even use the same terminology as the Third Reich to describe Jews. And that'll be totally fine. You can call them termites as the Nazis referred to them, which Farrakhan has done. And you're still going to have a Twitter account. Like, that's totally okay. But whatever you do, do not criticize mainstream media reporters. Don't even laugh at them. That violates content rules. Well, wait, what if the reporters are Jewish? I don't know. I'd have to look to Twitter for a ruling on that. I'm not sure. I'm not sure how that would go. But, folks, we have literally established in the last month, it is okay to use Nazi-era slurs against Jews on Twitter. You're not going to lose your account for that. Did you see what just happened? Two reporters, one with the Daily Caller, have lost, had their Twitter accounts shut down, temporary bans, for writing the phrase, learn to code. Learn to code. Where did that phrase come from? During the Obama era, when all the coal miners and the oil folks were being put out of business, during the Obama era, yeah, progressives were texting learn to code at them. In other words, come into the modern century with us, we're so much smarter. Well, when liberal reporters got fired recently from Washington Post and BuzzFeed, some snarky conservatives were texting the hashtag learn to code at them. They got banned. They suffered temporary bans on Twitter. What happened to Alex Jones for criticizing that CNN reporter? Totally deplatformed. So, I mean, you cannot criticize your journalistic betters if they're liberal. I mean, if you're going to criticize, like, you know, the editor of the Daily Caller or of Breitbart, that's fine. In fact, if you would like to hurl anti-Semitic slurs at them, that'll be okay, too. But regular mainstream media reporters, no. I mean, I can't believe the level of the censorship and the double standard here. It is blowing my mind. It's blowing my mind. But they're fine with it. They are absolutely fine with it. Tucker Carlson nails them for this hypocrisy and all their hypocrisy and why conservatives are being picked on. It's because nobody stands up for us. And the people who should have stood up for us do. Most of them are in Congress. I'll let him explain next. It's today's first epic rant. Eye of the tiger, huh? Or maybe of the jaguar. You will not win. You won't. You're not going to win. Nope, not tangling with a jaguar. Okay, people reacting to this. The jag lady ought to be arrested and sued. This could end repeats of stupidity. Texture rates, you know, you have to keep the jaguar close up so people can actually see it. If you move the fence 500 feet away, so stupid people won't jump the fence, nobody will be able to see the wildlife. Yeah, I know. Texture rates, maybe they should take away all the warning stickers. Just let nature take its course. That's tempting. Now, the texture rates remove the barrier and it will sort itself out. Oh, will it? Texture rights, no personal responsibility, no personal accountability. It's absolutely sickening. I agree with that. Texture rights, I wouldn't be surprised if she ended up getting the Darwin Award at time doing something else stupid and life-threatening, so says Mrs. Veronica. Texture rights, Tara the Jaguar sounds like Christine Blah Blah Ford. Oh, the Jaguar Girl sounds like Christine Blah Blah Ford. Same voice inflection. Texture rights, oh, I like this one. Zoo needs a sign. Adults must be accompanied by a responsible child. Ooh. Yeah. In that case, the selfie is a stoopy. And finally, can jaguars be put on the U.S.-Mexico border? Oh, because people would demand a wall. I get it. Texture writes, I am jaguar paw, and this is my land. Another texter writes, hey, Tara, they're going after Judge Jeanine, too, because she's questioning whether Omar's beliefs stand in opposition to the U.S. Constitution. Fox denounced the judge's comments, I think Omar's comments, have been much more controversial. Her party couldn't even call her out by name, so says Sherry. Yeah, by the way, that is the topic of the Tucker epic rant today on the mob and how the rules now work in this country.
One side is deadly serious. They believe that politics is war. They seek power, and they plan to win it, whatever it takes. If that includes getting you fired or silencing you or threatening your family at home or throwing you in prison, okay. They know what their goal is. If you're in the way, they will crush you. What's interesting is how reliably the other side pretends that none of this is happening. Republicans in Washington do a fairly credible imitation of an opposition party. They still give speeches, they tweet quite a bit, they make concerned noises about how liberals are bad. But on the deepest level, it's all a pose. In their minds, where it matters, Republican leaders are controlled by the left. They know exactly what they're allowed to say and believe. They know what the rules are. They may understand that those rules are written by the very people who seek their destruction. They ruthlessly enforce them anyway. Republicans in Washington police their own with a never-ending enthusiasm. Like trustees at a prison, they dutifully report back to the warden, hoping for perks. Nobody wants to be called names. Nobody wants to be Trump. How many times have you seen it happen? Some conservative figure will say something stupid or incomplete or too far outside the bounds of received wisdom for the moral guardians of cable news. Twitter goes bonkers. The mob demands a response. Very often, the first people calling for the destruction of that person are Republican leaders. You saw it with the Covington Catholic High School kids. You see it all the time. Kevin McCarthy spends half his day telling Republican members not to criticize progressive orthodoxy. Paul Ryan did the same before him. A couple of years ago, the entire Democratic Party decided to deny the biological reality of sex differences, an idea that's as insane as it is dangerous. Republican leaders decided not to criticize them for it. They might get upset. This is a system built on deceit and enforced silence. Hypocrisy is its hallmark. Yet in Washington, it's considered rude to ask questions about how exactly it works. Why are the people who considered Bill Clinton a hero lecturing me about sexism? How can the party that demands racial quotas denounce other people as racist? After a while, you begin to think that maybe their criticisms aren't sincere. Maybe their moral puffery is a costume. Maybe the whole conversation is an absurd joke. Maybe we're falling for it.
Great point there. Yet the reason we are attacked like this is because we literally have nobody but Trump to stand up for us, and he can't be everywhere at once. How bad is it? And you got to ask yourself when you hear this, this is still America, right? There's a new app now, because you know there's an app for everything, to help conservatives find safe restaurants and businesses. Okay, what are the parameters for being a safe business? Are you ready for this? Place where people won't be attacked for their political beliefs? Well, among the criteria, it's just four quick questions. Number one, does the location serve all customers regardless of political beliefs? Here's the second one. Will they protect their customers if they're under attack by others in the restaurant? Did you think it would come to this in America? Have you ever seen such a thing? And there's a concealed carry question. So if you want to know, it's called 63rd Safe app. Folks, the left doesn't have anything like this because they don't need it. It's almost every day now in America. Somebody wearing a MAGA hat or some kind of Trump, T-shirt, whatever, is attacked, including an 81-year-old man last week, physically attacked, violently attacked. And yet we're told the culture of hate is by us, not against us. Text line 71307. Texter writes, glad to hear you take a hard stance on anti-Semitism. I'm eagerly awaiting your condemnation of Trump for calling the people marching through Charlottesville screaming, Jews will not replace us as very fine people. By the way, they killed someone. Trump did not call them very fine people, so I'm not going to respond to that. That's an exaggeration.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.